This is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, year in and year out, Illinois is among the top states in the nation when it comes to producing corn and soybeans. But early in the 20th century, Illinois was among the top producers of another crop, one which is now seeing resurgence. Lisa Brautz has the story in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
Hey, guess what? Harvest is happening right now. The grape harvest, I mean. It may not dominate the landscape the way the corn and bean harvests do here in Illinois, but as we start to lose daylight toward the autumnal equinox, there are people all over Illinois picking grapes to make wine. Commercially. I freely admit that I was mostly unaware that Illinois is wine country until a few years ago. Before that, my knowledge about winemaking was limited to a couple of Mad Men-era paperbacks I picked up at a yard sale for their aesthetic value, not for their contents. And I was also hip to the activities of a few enterprising folks in my circle who are making their own hooch from fruit. Until recently, that was the extent of my Illinois wine knowledge. Enter one Bradley Beam, an enologist for the Illinois grape and wine industry, and a winemaker himself. Enology is a study of wine and winemaking, and Brad is wildly conversant not just in enology, but also in viticulture, which is a study of growing and harvesting the grapes. He likes to make wine, says Brad.
In my opinion, life's always better when there's something fermenting.
Brad told me that Illinois actually has a pretty long history of grape production, but Prohibition derailed things and the comeback has been slow in coming. But it's definitely happening. In the early 1980s, there were only 3 wineries in Illinois. But now there are more than 80, with between 400 and 500 growers actually growing grapes. Not that you'd know. No one in Illinois is doing big-time commercial grape growing for winemaking, which means that there's often a shortage of Illinois-grown fruit to make wine with.
Hopefully, what Illinois really needs at this point is someone who's willing to jump in and produce a large vineyard, talking 30 to 50 acres, somebody that's really ready to get serious about it, and we have the wineries that will definitely buy that fruit.
Interest in eating locally and in consuming value-added products made by local producers has helped along interest in locally produced wine.
Winemaking in the wine industry really is a value-added agricultural product. That's how I think of it anyway. It's locally produced fruit turned into something that you can actually make a little bit of money on. Any fruit product, really, if you actually produce it into jams or jellies or some kind of product that you can sell as a unique product, you actually can increase the value of it. And grapes are no exception.
The main issue here, why more locavores and, heck, wine drinkers don't know much about the Illinois wine scene is twofold. A lack of consumer education and a lack of larger scale production, though both are improving. Brad feels that, despite their quality, Illinois wines suffer from a lack of identity. What makes them unique is the grapes they're made from, but lack of general knowledge about Chambourcin and Traminette and Frontenac, all grape varieties that grow well here and make up our wines, means that many wine drinkers think Illinois wine should taste like wine from California or Oregon, even though the grapes used are different.
And I think that's what makes us special.
This is Joe Taylor. He and his wife, Dawn, started Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Oakwood, Illinois, about 3.5 years ago.
We can actually bring in grapes from California, probably cheaper than we could from other Illinois varieties. But why make something that's already made quite well out there? So we decide that we're going to stick with the Midwest wines, things that can be grown here in Illinois. And to me, I think that's what makes the product a little different and a little more interesting.
Joe got started making wine at home using kits just over a decade ago. He and Dawn started planting vines a couple of years later. Then inevitably came the winery and accompanying chalet-style tasting facility. Dawn gave me a short tour.
We're standing here in our wine manufacturing facility, commonly known as a winery. And this is where we process all the grapes, age the wine, bottle the wine, store the wine. Back here we have numerous stainless steel tanks where the wine is being aged. We have equipment back here like filters and presses and crushers and chillers and bottlers and corkers. So all that's back here in this tiny little room.
Sleepy Creek now offers 7 varieties of wine, whites, reds, a rosé, with plans to add a couple more. Joe doesn't feel that their lineup needs to feature more than 10 offerings because having more could be overwhelming at tasting events, he says. The winery produces about 5,000 gallons of wine each year. Pretty good for a boutique winery in central Illinois. So was 2010 a good grape year, I asked. I was surprised to learn that the answer was not really. While grape growers are often at the mercy of the weather wasn't so much the problem this year. In this area, we had good rain at the beginning of the season and lots of dryness to close it out, which grapes like. The problem has been chemical drift. In this case, the drifting on the wind of herbicides that are designed to kill any plant that isn't the plant being sprayed. The major culprit right now is herbicide applied to golf courses and lawns, but the tailors fear the stronger herbicides being developed for application to commodity crops. This is a big issue for specialty crop farmers, said Joe, but it's especially big for wineries that also grow grapes and are agritourism destinations. We'll see what the future holds. In the meantime, Bradley Beam feels good about Sleepy Creek's chances.
Sleepy Creek Vineyards is a winery and vineyard that's pretty close to my heart because they started their operation just as I first took the job at University of Illinois as a state enology specialist. So we kind of grew into our jobs together, and because they were so close, I spent some time out there and worked with them, especially in the early days when I was trying to help them kind of get off the ground and hit the ground running, so to speak. They are, in my opinion, a great example of an Illinois small winery making it happen and making it work.
Wine from Illinois. Who knew? And it's right here in your backyard.
Lisa Brott's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com.